Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of queen energy. You know that nagging voice in your head? The one that whispers doubts, questions your worth, and sometimes even sounds like a full-blown inner critic? Yeah, we've all been there. And guess what? That negative self-talk doesn't have to rule your life. We're diving deep into overcoming self-criticism today because honey, you deserve to be your own biggest cheerleader. It's time to silence those inner demons and unleash the incredible power within. Think of this podcast as your personal pep talk, your daily reminder that you are worthy, capable, and absolutely amazing just as you are. Let's get real for a second. Ever felt like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel inadequate about your life? Or maybe you find yourself replaying past mistakes over and over in your head, beating yourself up for every little slip-up? We've all been there, honey. It's the human experience, right? But here's the thing. That constant self-criticism is like a poison, slowly chipping away at your confidence and happiness. It holds you back from pursuing your dreams, embracing new challenges, and truly living your best life. Okay, so how do we break free from this cycle of negativity? Here are 5 powerful strategies to silence your inner critic and start celebrating yourself. First things first, become aware of those negative thoughts. Pay attention to the language you use about yourself. Are you constantly saying things like, I'm not good enough, I always mess up, or I'll never be able to do that? Recognizing those patterns is the first step to changing them. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence supports this thought? What would I tell a friend who was having the same thought? Often, our inner critic thrives on distorted thinking and assumptions. By questioning those thoughts, you can start to see them for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has flaws. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for your imperfections, acknowledge them with compassion and focus on learning and growing from those experiences. Next, surround yourself with positive influences. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in you. Limit your exposure to negativity. Whether it's from toxic relationships, social media platforms that bring you down, or even negative self-talk. Remember, you are a magnet for energy, so choose wisely what you allow into your life. Finally, celebrate your achievements, big and small. Give yourself credit for your hard work, your resilience, and everything you've accomplished. Keep track of your wins, write them down, share them with loved ones, or simply acknowledge them in your own mind. Celebrating your successes reinforces your sense of self-worth and fuels your motivation to keep going. Okay, picture this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, and that inner critic starts buzzing. What if you mess up? It whispers. You're not qualified enough. Everyone will think you're an idiot. You feel your heart racing, your palms sweating, and doubt creeping in. Sound familiar? But here's where the magic happens. You pause, take a deep breath, and remember those strategies we just talked about. You challenge those negative thoughts, I am qualified for this, I have prepared well, even if I make a mistake, it doesn't define me. You practice self-compassion, it's okay to feel nervous, everyone gets stage fright. And you surround yourself with positive energy, you visualize your success, imagine the feeling of accomplishment, and remind yourself of all the times you've overcome challenges in the past. You walk into that presentation with newfound confidence, owning your space, delivering your message with passion and clarity. The inner critic has been silenced, replaced by a powerful voice of self-belief. Remember, overcoming self-criticism is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when those negative thoughts try to creep back in. But now you have the tools to silence them, to celebrate your strengths, and to embrace the incredible woman you truly are. So keep practicing, keep believing, and keep shining your light on the world. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of queen energy. Together, we can conquer those inner critics and unleash our full potential. Keep slaying, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.